Welcome to the Paid Search Podcast. My name is Chris Schaefer, and today it's just me. And from now on, it will be just me. So right at the very top, I want to address some changes to the podcast, some exciting news. There is a format change, which you will see on this very episode. And also, there's one less host of the show. Jason Rothman, the former co-host of the show, has decided to step away permanently from the show. There are absolutely no hard feelings. It was absolutely phenomenal to do this show with him for 7-8 years. We are still friends, always will be friends, and I hope to possibly have him on the show back sometime in the future, maybe, I don't know. But for now, I'm excited to introduce a new format of the show where every week, and this is now, as it always has been, this will be a weekly podcast. It'll be a weekly podcast, and I will have multiple sections in the show. There will be a metric of the week where I'll be going through and talking about all the different metrics in Google Ads. There will be a question of the week, which will be from you guys out there. You can send questions in at thepaidsearchpodcast.com, and I do get those, and I will be answering questions every single week. There is a backlog of them, so please don't get upset if you don't hear your question right away. And then at the end of the show, there is a topical discussion where I will go through and share some, you know, what I've learned this week, some things that I think are important about Google Ads, you know, the basic stuff that you really want to know, you know, the cutting edge kind of things that's going to keep you sharp in Google Ads. This show is still 100% authentic about Google Ads. That's what I will be talking about. That is all I do, is manage Google Ads, train and consult people on Google Ads. So that's what I'm going to talk about, because everything else I'm not qualified to talk about. Been managing Google Ads for over 20 years now. And I'm happy to share, happy to grow the industry, happy to share some education for free. So if you appreciate this show, I want to tell you about how you can thank us, and that's by going to our sponsor. That's opto.com/PSP. Our sponsor is an online tool designed to help you get more done in Google Ads. It's a phenomenal offer of 2 months to try the Opto tool for free. You get to check out all of the amazing things that this tool does. It's opteo.com/PSP. The link is in the description. You can check your ad copy, write new ads. We've demonstrated on the show before the amazing ad writing tools that they've created. Bidding, just an amazing recommendation system that keeps you on your toes, because as a Google Ads manager, whether you're running it for your own business or you're running it for lots of other businesses, you can't be sure that you're catching everything. And this is a phenomenal checklist, a dynamically changing, always alert, ready to go checklist. This is not the boring kind of Excel spreadsheet kind of thing that you usually see. This is a checklist to the stars. It goes far beyond what any spreadsheet would do. So please check it out if you like this show. It's important that you let our sponsors know that you like the show, and they see that by you going to opteo.com/PSP. So I'm excited to jump in. We're going to hit the very first segment of the show. I'm going to call Metric of the Week. The metric of the week is pretty simple. Average cost per click. Okay, and not all of these are going to be, you know, basic kind of things. They're going to be some advanced, some basic, but I promise you should learn something in every time I talk about these, because I'm going to go through some basics. So what is average cost per click? Well, it's just the average amount that you've been charged for a click on your ad in Google. Every time someone clicks, and by the way, the previous episode from this, episode 359, I go through what a click is and what types of clicks there are. So a click is not just one thing. A click can actually be a lot of different things. So go back and listen to that if you haven't heard it. But a click is what you're charged for. And it's calculated, the average cost per click is calculated by dividing the total cost of your clicks by the number, the total number of clicks. So pretty simple math. Not easy to, not hard to figure out. But here's where a lot of people may not really understand what's happening. There is a click that happens, and then there is a lot of keywords in your account, and those keywords might get 50 clicks, one click, 15 clicks, or 1,000 clicks. And Google has search terms assigned to each one of those clicks. A single search term receives a click, and that click is charged. So when you're looking at your keywords, you will see an average cost per click. And if it's just one click, then you know that one click costs $2, $3, $5, whatever. If there's 15 clicks and your average cost per click is $3, then you know that there was a range there. And each individual click is a search term. And here's where it gets even more confusing, because what we need to define, what we need to make sure that people understand here, is that the maximum cost per click is different than your average cost per click. Okay, so this is as simple as understanding what's the difference between what you're willing to pay and what you do pay. That's all it amounts to. Your maximum cost per click, in other words, your bid, is how much you're willing to pay. This is basically your interpretation of the value of the traffic that you're getting. This is not something that's static. You don't just choose a bid or a maximum cost per click and assign that across all of your keywords. You typically don't want to do that because not every keyword is the same. Some keywords are more valuable than others. Okay, so if you create a campaign and assign $3 to everything, some keywords, let's say you are a plumber and you chose broken toilet as one keyword, and another keyword is plumber near me, those keywords do not have the same value. Your bid for those should be different because the value of those searches are different. Someone who's just searching broken toilet, they have not committed to even looking for a plumber yet. Why are you going to spend $3 when certainly if someone says plumber near me, that is absolutely more likely that they're looking for a plumber and that they will respond to an ad, a phone number, a website, something like that. Okay, so your maximum cost per click is the value that you independently determine of your traffic. And your average cost per click takes into account that each click may not be the same because there's another factor that comes in. You decide what the value of your keyword is and you give it an assigned number. There's different bidding strategies that change this. You may not have independent control of your average cost per click, but in manual bidding you do, and indirectly you have control over that with automated bidding to a degree, but your maximum cost per click is that bid limit. And then once you enter into the auction, there's other advertisers in there that will possibly push your bid to its maximum capacity. If there's another advertiser who's willing to pay $305 and you're only willing to pay $3, you're going to pay up to the point that you can beat the one right below you. So if there's an advertiser below you that is willing to pay $250, technically you would pay $251. And then the advertiser above you would pay $252. That is how the maximum cost per click correlates to the average cost per click, because what you those two numbers may be different. The maximum cost per click is the highest amount that you're willing to pay for that click. If you don't see average cost per click, that's because it's not actually named average cost per click. It's AVG CPC. That's the name of the column that you're looking for, average cost per click, AVG CPC. It's in the you have to add it at the columns. You have to modify your columns to add that to your campaign metrics view. So let's get down to the basics here. Chris, should I care about my average cost per click? The answer is, of course, you should, but only so far as deciding the value of the traffic. If you worry that you're paying too much per click, ask yourself, is this traffic worth the price? And you say, well, how do I determine it's worth the price? I don't know. If everyone else is paying this rate, then I guess it is. Well, if you don't know that, then work backwards. Work backwards and decide, okay, if my product is worth $400 on average, you know, a job, a sale, whatever you're doing is worth $400, and you get a person to sign up, on average 1 out of 10, then you can work backwards and figure out, okay, so one click should be worth this, because I know if I get 10 clicks, I should be able to get a sale and I need to make this much profit. So you can back into that number. So average cost per click is absolutely important. Don't overthink it, but you should certainly be aware that average cost per click is going to be an important factor for the value of the traffic that you're paying. And if there's a discrepancy between the value of your traffic and your average cost per click, you will lose money. You will advertise, your ad will show up at the top when other people are way behind you paying a lot less, and that will drain your budget faster than if you had appropriately assigned your bids. Okay, so now we are going to move to the question section of the podcast. This is the segment where I answer questions from the audience. You can submit a question at paidsearchpodcast.com. Goes directly to me. I see all of those questions, and I pick from the mailbag and decide what we're going to chat about today. And today, we are getting a question from across the pond. Emily from England. She says, "Hi, I'm currently advertising for a company who have tried Google Ads in the past. I've been given access to their other Google Ads work to look into what they were doing. I've noticed that they were using a lot of audience segments which weren't relevant to the business or the types of people who would be searching for the business's product. Would," and here's a question, great question, "would using audience segments in this way have any impact on the ads, the CPC, or the cost per lead at all? Thank you, Emily, for the question." Great question. Short answer is no, it will not affect the cost per click or the cost per lead in any way. That's it. Okay. But of course, you know, this is a podcast. I'm here to chat and talk. So that's what I'm going to do. So I'm not going to give you the short answer. I'm going to give you the long answer, because that's what you really want. So here's the actual answer, Emily. I'm assuming, number one, that this advertiser is using observation-targeted audiences, okay? So if they are using observation-targeted audiences in their search campaign, then it does not affect the average cost per click. It does not affect the cost per lead. It really affects absolutely nothing in the account. It is by far the safest way to gather data in Google Ads and just collect data. There's absolutely no harm in it at all. You can have a ton of audience segments and they're just there and it's just collecting data. If you have zero audience segments, you're not collecting that data. So it's usually worth adding maybe a few. Okay, so let's get to the next step of the question. You know, what's the problem? Why would anyone add things that are not relevant to the business's product? Well, like I said, the answer to that is the fact that the person running the Google Ads campaign or the business or whoever might want to just gather data. It's useful for the fact of gathering data, but we're not here to just gather data. As a Google Ads manager, business owner, whatever, you're trying to get business to your website, it's certainly much more valuable for you to make critical decisions, get good data and make decisions based on that data. So my theory, this is the way I like to do it. I am not going to add, and by the way, for those who've been listening to the show for a long time, I've actually changed my mind about this. So this is kind of a new take. I'm actually against adding tons and tons of audiences. There are a lot of audiences in there, and I don't like adding, 50, 100 different audiences, because I'll explain why. Because one click is only attributed to one audience. So let's say Joe out there is searching, and he's searching for today's topic is a plumber. So let's stick with plumber. He's searching for a plumber, and he also likes fishing. And so he happens to hit on a certain hobby that implies outdoor sports, outdoor activity kind of things, because he happens to be an affinity audience for fishing. So he would hit that. What good does that possibly do my management? I am not going to bid higher on outdoor enthusiasts. What kind of correlation? There's no way I'm going to draw a line in this campaign and say, you know what? It's worth more to me to show up for outdoor enthusiasts and bid more for them. Absolutely not. And this is an example of the kind of campaign that may not really find any value from audiences. If you're running a plumber campaign, I mean, okay, everybody needs plumbers every now and then. You know, you might say, well, I need homeowners. Well, sure, but everybody could still be a homeowner in Google, not know that. They may not have the proper signals in there. I mean, it's, in my opinion, it's better for some things to just leave that alone. Don't use any of an audience, if there's not really any correlation, if there's not really any segment data that would make any real difference for you. Now let's change a bit. Let's say that you run a video creation company. You create those explainer videos, right? Those are pretty cool. They show like a hand kind of drawing something, very, very specific. And there's only some certain segment of people that would want something like that. Let's say it's business owners. Okay, so for something like that, it absolutely makes sense to add a few business-oriented, business person type of profiles. And I might add 3, 4, 5, maybe 10, it depends on how many I'm feeling about. But I certainly am not going to add 100, because every click is going to be assigned to one audience. And that one click, I don't want it to go to Joe, who is an outdoor enthusiast. I don't care. I'm not going to bid on that. I'm going to instead bid on the fact that Joe is actually in the audience of business marketing. Something like that. He's looking up stuff about advertising for his business, website design. Maybe he's building a new website and he wants a new video for his website. That is critical that I might want to know that. I still am going to add it as an observation audience, but that would be absolutely important. Whereas the plumber campaign, I don't care. I don't care what Joe is or who he is or what he does or what he's interested in. Doesn't make a difference. I'm not going to bid higher on those. So Emily, going back to the question, it does not affect as long as you're doing observation audiences. But if you find an audience segment that is relevant to the business or the kind of people they're trying to reach or business's product or something like that, if you do find that, then absolutely you can take that audience and now apply a bid adjustment to that. You can bid higher on that audience. You could bid lower if you wanted to. I'm more of a fan of bidding higher rather than bidding lower. If I want to bid lower, I might take the audience out or just lower bids or change my keywords. I'm not really a big fan of bidding lower on audiences, but bidding higher makes sense because I have found that people in that audience convert more often. And I can see that data in the audience metrics screen. So adding these audiences can be amazing. It can be a huge deal, and only something that I would want to do if there's some correlation to what the person's interested in, the type of profile that they might be in, and then add those and let it sit. You don't add it and then immediately presumptively increase bids for certain audiences. Don't do that. This is a data gathering, data reaction, theory, practice kind of situation. You look at it, you make some assumptions, you let it sit, and you see if those assumptions came true. And if it does, take some action. If you don't do anything, you see absolutely no correlation, and you just leave them as observation, then no harm done. Now, this isn't part of Emily's question, but I can't let the opportunity pass to get into opportunities for you to take it to a whole new level. There's some really cool stuff you can do with targeted audience. So before I was talking about observation, where the audiences just kind of lay on top of the campaign. With targeted audiences, it takes an active role into deciding who sees the ad. So let's do the same thing. Let's say Joe owns a business. He is looking for a video explainer video to explain his complex business that he's starting, and he wants a way to simplify it. And you, after months of data gathering and conversion tracking and all of that, have figured out that people that are interested in have a history that are in market for online marketing or business advertising, you've discovered that they convert about 30-40% more than somewhere else. A general audience might convert at a 5%, but these people convert at like a 10% range or something like that. So now there might be an opportunity for you to create a new campaign. You could create a new campaign here and target that audience. You can create a campaign where you choose some specific keywords and target that specific audience only, and say, if people are in this audience, according to Google, and they're searching these keywords, I'm going to show them an ad. And that brings us back to the first segment of the show where I talked about average cost per click. Now, the value of that person's click is much more. You've kind of defined this person to be of value to you in two different ways. And that's certainly exciting. It leads to a ton of possibilities. I mean, there's so much more that you can do with Google Ads rather than just keyword targeting. There's a lot of creative ways you can manage keyword risk, profile targeting, stuff like that. So, Emily, great question. Thank you. I'm going to move on now to the topical discussion. And this is going to be something I do every week where I try and bring you something unique I haven't talked about, or try and reframe some of the basic things you understand about Google Ads and kind of talk about something that can be useful. So before I get into that, I want to remind you about opteo.com/PSP. That is the sponsor of the show. Very important that you try them out, because not just because I asked you to, but because it can help you. Listen, we have a lot of people that reach out to us about sponsorship on this show, and this is the only sponsor we entertain. I say we, but it's me now. I guess I got to get used to saying that. It's the only sponsor that I'm willing to put on the show. Great software. I like it. Nice people. Fair price for a great product. That's OPTEO.com/PSP. And there was a little confusion. I had some people reach out to me and say, hey, I went to that link and there's not a special offer on that page. There is. Use the chat box in the bottom corner of the page and say, hey, I'm listening from the Paid Search Podcast. Chris said there was a special offer. Can I have that offer? Then they'll give it to you. All right. Now let's get into the topical discussion of the show. So topical discussion of the show is this. I want to introduce you to bid strategies. And you say, oh my gosh, bid strategies. I mean, that's huge. That's huge. Well, bid strategies, come in several different packages. They come in automated and manual. Okay. I've harped many, many, many years about manual. Don't worry. I'm not going to talk about manual today. Save that for another day. I'm not necessarily going to talk about automated today. And you say, well, Chris, you said there were two and you just eliminated two. What in the world? I'm going to talk about portfolio bid strategies. Portfolio bid strategies are a unique method for people with kind of a special need in Google Ads that might be relatively unique compared to a lot of other people's needs in Google Ads. Okay. This topic is for someone who might have a little more complex campaign. You're running a campaign with running an account with multiple campaigns. Let's say they all go to the same website. They all have the same kind of clientele. You're trying to sell the same service, product, whatever. But you have a lot of different campaigns. All of these campaigns get different conversions. Okay. But you've broken them out because each segment that you've created has a unique spin, different level of the sales funnel, a different message, a different page, a different geographic area, some kind of difference. So you need a lot of different campaigns in order to achieve this, okay? So you've done that, and you're running, let's say, max conversions. Okay, you're running max conversions on all of them. Automated bids. You may not realize that portfolio bid strategies can help you optimize performance across multiple campaigns. But that's an understatement of what it can actually do. But let's get into the basics of what it is and where it is and all that. So portfolio bid strategies are located in the shared library. You can create a portfolio bid strategy by going to the shared library at the top of the page, the tools and settings option up there, and create one, okay? And you might create one and then add it to a bunch of different campaigns. You know, you might add it to 4, 5, 6 different campaigns or however many you want to add. Advantage number one of doing this is that you can tell Google, hey, the same signals, the same conversions that are happening on this campaign are happening on this other campaign, right? People who convert here, this you should use these same signals in this other campaign. This is huge, possibly, for some people, because you might have 150 conversions a month, but they're spread across 15 different campaigns, and each campaign gets, you know, a much smaller amount. And now you don't have as many conversions, which are interpreted as positive signals in Google Ads. You don't have as many conversions for Google to use in the automated bid strategy to try and push for more, you know, relevant traffic. And that's how the automated bid system works. It uses those positive conversion signals to determine, in order to maximize conversions, I need to find a person, a search, an instance, a moment like this, and get as many of those as possible. That's what maximize conversions does. It uses both the search and a black box of information that we don't have access to. That's what makes it automated. It goes into the machine, and the machine decides what we bid on, where we show up. I mean, this can be amazing. It can be absolutely horrible. It depends on, you know, what you have going. But this can be great because the signals in your campaign can strengthen all of the campaigns as a whole. One campaign maybe gets only 2 conversions a month, but now suddenly it has the power of 150 conversions across the entire account. And now Google is using that shared bid strategy across everything. And you can still adjust ad group. You know, if you want to do target CPA, you can still adjust ad group bids there, which is amazing. I mean, this could be, you know, a big deal. Another group of people that might be highly interested in this might be an agency that runs, you know, a lot of different of the same kind of clients. Let's say you're in the B2B sector. You know, I do a lot of business to business stuff, and boy, are those conversions rare. You don't get a lot of conversions in business to business advertising, just because it's a minority of the market and it's kind of difficult. So how do you get those conversions? Well, you get them very sparingly, and to be able to take the power of, you know, all those different campaigns and kind of pile those positive signals in, that could be massive. There's one more thing that I want to talk about here that really could get you excited for it. There is an option. If you're running max conversions or target CPA, there is an option in this portfolio bidding strategy for you to actually assign in this bidding strategy a minimum and maximum bid limit. Okay. I mean, I have to get used to being alone on this podcast and talking to the trees as I look out the window. But that should have sparked something. I mean, that's a huge thing. Let me say it this way. When you're running max clicks, you can set a max click bid limit. You can say, don't bid over $20. And that is a security blanket that you can hold and know that you're not going to pay a steak dinner for one click, you know, that's absolutely not worth it, that Google just like blows up for some crazy reason. I have seen clicks that are $100, $300 clicks, and, you know, the client was not spending, you know, it is not worth that much. You know, it's insane. Some of the times the system kind of blow up. This security blanket of putting that max CPC bid limit together is, I mean, it's incredibly valuable. Because now you could say, listen, I want you to get max conversions, but I don't want you to bid over $50. And that's something that does not exist. And in the inverse is true. You can even say, I want you to bid no lower than $50. Take this thing to the moon. Does not exist. That does not exist anywhere else. Really, really interesting opportunity to try portfolio bid strategies. If it fits for you. I don't want you to just try it, you know, just because of that one thing. I mean, there's a specific reason to try them. But, you know, if you try them and you like them, hey, I am now the only guy on the show, and I'd love to hear some feedback. If you guys like the format of the show, you can let me know. If you hate the format of the show, you can not let me know. you can just shut up. No, you can tell me. It's okay. I can take the criticism. Let me know what you think. Is this useful for you? Do you like it? I am happy to provide this information. I do make a living managing and consulting on Google Ads. That's really what I do with the majority of my time. I am available. If you want to reach out to me, I'm at chrisschafer.com. I offer 1 hour consulting sessions at a time and date of your choosing. You can book a time right there on my site, or I do offer for some clients. I don't accept every client, but for management, I'm also available. If you'd like to learn more, you can go to chrisschafer.com. The link is in the description of this podcast. Thank you guys for sticking around. The show is here to stay. It's not going anywhere. It's just kind of changed a little, and I'm glad to be back.